Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
God loves to use the weakest saint. And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Romans 10:15. When God calls for volunteers, do you respond? It may surprise you to learn that God is not looking for the most capable candidates to do his work, but for the most faithful. He doesn't need your talent as much as he does your trustworthiness. He can supply you with everything you need to do all he calls you to do. Oswald Chambers analyzes the qualifications of God's sent ones qualifications that help to ensure that God gets the credit for whatever is accomplished. Walk with Oswald Chambers, a student of the arts turned into a student teacher of God's Word in the late 1800s to early 1900s. The Christian must be sent. He must not merely elect to go. How do I know I have been sent by God? By the realization that I am utterly weak and powerless. And if I am to be of any use to God, God must do it all the time. Is this the humbling certainty of my soul? The only way to be sent is to let God lift us right out of any sense of fitness in ourselves and place us where He will. The man whose work tells for God is the one who not only realizes what God has done for him, but who realizes his own utter unfitness and overwhelming unsuitability, the impossibility of God ever calling him. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 9, verse 30, through chapter 10, verse 21.
What then shall we say? That the Gentiles, who did not pursue righteousness, have obtained it, a righteousness that is by faith? But the people of Israel, who pursued the law as the way of righteousness, have not attained their goal? Why not? Because they pursued it, not by faith, but as if it were by works. They stumbled over the stumbling stone, as it is written, "See, I lay in Zion a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. And the one who believes in him will never be put to shame." Romans 10. Brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge, since they did not know the righteousness of God and sought to establish their own. They did not submit to God's righteousness. Christ is the culmination of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Moses writes this about the righteousness that is by the law. The person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that is by faith says, "Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' That is to bring Christ down, or 'Who will descend into the deep?' That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? 'The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart.' That is, the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth, 'Jesus is Lord,' and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, 'Anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame.' For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Of course they did. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Again I ask, did Israel not understand? First, Moses says, I will make you envious by those who are not a nation. I will make you angry by a nation that has no understanding. And Isaiah boldly says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. But concerning Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people.
Of those who were called, not many were wise, so that the wisdom might come from him. Not many were influential, so that he might prove to be the source of strength. Not many were of noble birth, so that the glory might be wholly his. Moses, Gideon, Jeremiah, and Isaiah considered themselves totally inadequate to do anything of lasting significance for God, but in their weakness, his glorious strength could be clearly seen. When God has a job to do, only weak people need to apply. Weak people who are willing to say, here am I, send me. Isaiah 6:8.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.